It is a fact. Most home burglaries start with a ring of your doorbell to make sure you're not home. Alarm systems tell you after someone breaks in, but Ring Video Doorbell can prevent the burglary before it happens. Ring lets you see and speak with whoever's at your home from anywhere using your smartphone. With Ring, you're always home. Ring takes just 5 minutes to install, and for under $200, it's the easiest, most cost-effective way to protect and monitor your home. Go to ring.com/WSJ now for free expedited FedEx shipping. That's ring.com/WSJ.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Money news that helps your bottom line.
Hello, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. From New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Single folks have only themselves to rely on to save for retirement. Watching Your Wealth host, Veronica Dagger, speaks to Northern Trust's John Voltaggio about the specific retirement planning tips tailor-made for single folks. That's coming up.
Spend lots of time on your device, then spend some of that time with us. WSJ Podcasts, the sound of success.
This is Veronica Dagger, and you're listening to Watching Your Wealth, where you learn all you need to know about building your wealth and protecting your money. John Voltaggio is managing director at Northern Trust, and he's here to give singles some retirement planning tips. Welcome, John.
Thank you, Veronica. It's a pleasure to be here.
My pleasure. Well, it's great to see you. So there's a lot of folks out there that are single. They're thinking about their money, especially as they, you know, they get older. One of the first things I think about is if you're single, you have to rely on yourself entirely. So saving becomes all the more important.
Absolutely, Veronica. It's important for all of us to save. For individuals, that much more so. We need to be laser-focused when it comes to saving. And of course, you want to do smart saving. And that means taking advantage, for example, of all of the tax-qualified opportunities like 401ks, IRAs, healthcare savings accounts, any opportunities that we have like that to save in a smart, tax-efficient manner. And then above and beyond that, we need to be aggressive to build our nest egg for retirement because, as you said, a single individual has only themselves to rely on.
That's right.
To meet their living needs.
Absolutely. Those are good tips. In terms of how much you can save, I mean, I guess that varies by person, by lifestyle, but is there sort of a guideline?
It always helps, Veronica, to set a budget and to track the numbers and actually pay attention to what am I actually spending, what are my fixed costs, what are my variable costs. And you know, typically it's a good idea on a disciplined basis if I could say, look, I'm going to take my 401k savings from my paycheck immediately. I'm going to take my healthcare savings accounts from contributions from my paycheck immediately. So it's kind of like a form of forced savings.
So in terms of taking, meaning automatically
automatic
deposit
withdrawals.
That
that's
from
exactly
your,
right. That's got, exactly
yeah.
right. Try to do that as much
from
as I can.
From your paycheck, put
that's,
it right into that 401k so
exactly
you don't even
right.
feel it.
You get used to living on that net after-tax dollars, and you know you build your budget from that as a starting point.
Right. That's a good tip for not just singles, but for everyone. I really like that tip. Savings, expense tracking are all very important because it is just you. You know, you're having to rely on yourself. And one of the points you had made to me earlier was the whole idea of having a network. It's important to have a network of people who you can rely on for help, for advice. Who should be in that network?
Well, you know, Veronica, a lot of married couples are obviously going to rely on their spouse.
Have each other, yeah.
And we need to, and single individuals are going to need to have someone that they can turn to. Various roles that need to be considered is, you know, first and foremost, a medical power of attorney. Who's going to make the decisions if the single individual becomes incapacitated, becomes sick? Who has the power to make medical decisions on their behalf?
Do people usually have their family or like an uncle or
be,
a cousin
could be,
or a
it
friend?
It could be family.
Or...
It could be parents, mm-hmm. you know, depending on the age, siblings, close friends. But it's important that the single individual lets that third party know be aware that, hey, look, I'm counting on you for this role. I need your help. And that's on the medical side of things.
Because you want to make sure they know your wishes and operating in a vacuum.
That's exactly Absolutely. Right. They know where to access that form, giving them that power.
Right.
And on the flip side, there's the durable power of attorney uh-huh. or a springing power of attorney to give someone authority over your finances.
I see.
Because, again, whereas a lot of folks will look to their spouse to play that role, a single individual needs to access someone else to make financial decisions on their behalf, again, if they're incapacitated or unable to do so.
You really need someone you trust to do that.
Exactly.
Do people usually pick their bank officer, their financial advisor for that? Or, it depends
It really depends on the situation. Uh-huh. Oftentimes, you want someone that you trust their financial judgment. So oftentimes you'll ask maybe a colleague or a close friend that you feel has the financial expertise to make those kind of decisions on your behalf, or at least someone that you can trust to say they know who to contact. I trust their judgment, their common sense. They know who to contact on my behalf, that they know to turn to professionals to get advice if and when they're called upon to act.
That makes sense. You bring up the point of contact. And you said that you should have some sort of contact sheet of all your information, right?
Absolutely. The emergency contact list. Here's my doctor. Here's my medical power of attorney. Here's my general power of attorney. Here's my human resource person at the office. Here's my attorney.
Just in case.
Here's my accountant. Again, it's spouses might know all of that information, and single individuals, they may not have someone that knows all of that information, so you should have it all at a readily accessible place.
This is all good stuff. Thanks so much for joining us, John.
Thank you, Veronica.
This has been Watching Your Wealth, a production of The Wall Street Journal. I'm Veronica Dagger. For more information, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Thanks for listening.